To be the man, you gotta beat the man. That quote was made famous by wrestling legend Ric Flair, who was idolized by defensive end Vinnie Curry. However, Flair is friends with Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones and tweeted his support of Atlanta going against the Eagles. We kick off this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster with Curry's reaction.
Your boy Ric Flair is back
in. You already talked about that. I can't mess with Ric Flair, man. Like, we holler at him after the game.
Head coach Doug Peterson told reporters earlier this week that when it comes to quarterback Nick Foles, he wants Nick to be Nick against Atlanta. So which Nick are the players seeing on the practice field this week?
Yeah, I can say definitely this week he's a lot more confident. And a lot more relaxed and confident than any other week. He's just relaxed and just going around just having plays and just real real relaxed in the huddle. I think just more into the game plan, just with the feel what he got going on, just getting a wrap of the game plan, just seeing how guys like running the ball, how he can hand the ball off and just throwing the ball.
The run game can help out Foles, and Jay Ajayi has a head start on game planning for the Falcons defense. Back in October, Ajayi gained 130 yards, the most by any individual rusher versus the Falcons defense all season. Ajayi is ready for a physical battle this Saturday at the Link.
Yeah, understanding that, with those kind of boxes, there's an extra guy, so you got to kind of have a plan prepared for that extra defender. At the same time, also, it's almost like if you can get through that wave of the eight-man box, then it's a lot of space. So it's kind of pick your poison with the defense deciding to do that. When we make our plays and get through there, it'll be big plays for us to have.
Defensive end Brandon Graham said that the better team didn't necessarily win last week when the Falcons played the Rams in the wild card round. Execution will be of the utmost importance this Saturday.
I knew the Rams made a lot of mistakes, and we was like, you see what happened when you sometimes are the better team out there and you make mistakes that you can get beat, and that's what I kind of took from that game watching it, and it just made me work harder to want to make sure I stay on my technique and make sure that I get people going because we need everybody.
Thursday will mark the team's final full practice before Saturday's divisional round showdown. We'll have complete coverage, including Doug Peterson's press conference at 10:30 a.m. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us here on the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.